Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Hello. No, I'm just, I have my grandma's bill statement, and I'm just wondering what this is. Like, what company is this?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor's name would be on the bank statement, ma'am.
No, yeah, because I think somebody has her information and is using her credit card to purchase through this company. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. I can locate the account.
But you know what? This isn't even, I'm not looking at the bill that you guys sent her. It's through her credit card bill.
Yes, ma'am.
But then since there's a number on it, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Yes, ma'am. We service over 2,000 different online vendors, and we sell over 1,500 products. In order for us to figure out what type of products that she has, we would have to locate the account.
Okay. Well, would the account identification number on this billing statement help?
No, ma'am.
It wouldn't?
No, ma'am. It would be for the order number that was sent to the email that we would have on file.
So credit card number is good.
Yeah. Then should we call the credit card number, the credit card company, about this issue then?
Well, ma'am, I can try to assist. I would just would need to locate the account.
We don't
with
have that information. Like, how would we have it if someone stole her information is using that through a different, you know, device?
Well, we can start by the zip code.
Her zip code is 90716.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see. And what name would the account be under if it wasn't under hers?
KWI, and then her last name would be Kim.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and please verify at least the street number to the address.
It's 11944 Centralia Road.
Okay.
And then it's apartment number 102, Hawaiian Gardens, California, 90716.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I see that this would be for the Wi-Fi booster and the membership to our Gadget website. Whenever the customer submits an order for the shipping and handling charge and the terms of services, before the customer could complete the order, they would have to agree to that they understood that they would be charged for the membership to our Gadget website on the date of order.
Yeah, there's no reason why she would need that.
Okay, ma'am, just give me just a moment here. Okay, what I can do for you is get the account canceled out.
Uh-huh.
And get you transferred over to our fraud department, and then they can assist you further. Just give me just a moment.
Okay, would we be able to like retrieve the money?
The fraud department will assist you with that part.
Okay.
Thank you.